In Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means W-A-C-O.
For folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
That's W-H-P-O. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on W-H-C-O. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. This is Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you had a good weekend. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing this morning?
Very well, Jeff. It's always good to have a chance to come in here and say a few words and you know, and maybe answer a question or two and have a great day.
We'll see,
It's July 1st.
It feels like it, too. But
and the year's half gone.
That is true.
You hate to think of it that way, but we're already halfway through the calendar year already and moving into the second half.
Yeah.
Seems like the older you get, the faster they go by.
I was just thinking that.
and I guess we're getting there to that point. But it looks like it's going to be a very pretty day today and a very nice week coming up.
It does, but and the thing is, I mean, there's a chance of a pop-up shower or a thunder shower here and there today, but overall the constant rain seems to have subsided for a while.
That's good. It I'm happy to hear that, and it seems like it's been a little bit more. They had some more up in northern Illinois, but around this area it seems to let off quite a bit. I've noticed the farmers out moving quite a bit. They really are doing well getting their wheat off this year for the wheat that didn't spend its life underwater. It's been up on the higher ground, looks pretty good this year, and they'll be getting the double crop beans in, and hopefully it won't be a complete disaster. I don't want to use the term disaster. It won't be a complete loss for them this year. So I know they've lost quite a bit in the earlier part of the year when it was wet, and agriculture is very important to Randolph County. So hopefully this will help them along quite a bit, and it won't be nearly as bad as it has been in the past.
Right. So, all right, I'll tell you what. Let's take our break here.
Sure.
And we'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. 9:34, welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and we were talking the rain has subsided a little bit. Of course, there was, like you said, there was still some up north, and that'll all come down this way, but overall, hopefully
everything has been improving. The last couple of times I've been on the show, I spoke about quite a bit about the flooding, and I'm happy to report that we seem to be getting by it. I had some opportunities over the weekend, and I did go out and take a look at some of the river stages and review some of that, and they are all dropping nicely. Of course, we still have roads covered. Some of them stay covered quite a bit, but we're down in the little above 35, 37 up in that area. So when you start dropping under 40 feet, you start taking a lot of pressure off of the levees. But we still need probably another 5 to 7 feet, really, to get everything cleared up. But it's down in a much more manageable stage. Water has been on the levees now for, I think, 110 or 112 days, wow. And that's a long time. It really saturates them out. Of course, I guess everyone knows by now the Chester Bridge opened about a week ago. And so that really helps commerce. There are many people who live in Missouri, work in Illinois, and there's many people who live in Illinois and work over in Missouri, and that was always very difficult for them. Although I think now, and of course it's out of our area, but they did close Route 3 down near Cape Girardeau on the Illinois side, down there in the area called Ware. And I guess Wolf Lake and that vicinity down in there. I know Route 3 has been closed, but that's backwater. Because the levees have to stay closed, the river's still above flood stage, the water that comes in there can't run off. They try as best they can to pump on it some, but it eventually builds up and forms shallow lakes there on the inside of the levee, and that's over some of those areas down there. So I don't know if they've gotten those open yet, but like I said, it's a little out of our area. But I know they closed it just as soon as they opened the Chester Bridge because they couldn't leave them both closed at the same time.
Right.
Even though the water was over the highway by several inches, they were keeping it open and moving through it, and they closed it just as soon as Chester was opened. So it's probably still that way and will be for a little while longer until they can get the water on the inside of the levees back down. But floodwaters are receding nicely. There were no major problems. There were a couple of sand boils, one in Randolph County just north of Fort Charters, and then there was one up in in Monroe County, south of the Jefferson Barracks Bridge. It's called the Fountain Bluff area and Fountain Bluff Creek area in there. And both of those were contained very well, and the levees held, and everything did just exactly what it's supposed to do. And now if the waters will recede and get back to normal, as we're all hoping, that'll give a chance to everything to dry out, get the floodgates open and drain the insides of them and try to get back to something more normal. And hopefully we won't have a repeat where we have extended rains again and it goes back up. But
right.
Certainly hoping for that.
You can kind of see the level, the drop in from the tree line there.
You can in those areas. You don't get to see it very long. I noticed I get to look at that when I crossed the Kaskaskia River there just west of Baldwin. But it dropped off the trees, and after about a week, they start greening up.
Right.
And so you don't get to look at it very long. But if you look at that area, you can see about an 8-foot drop in water there is about what it shows. You can see it on the water gauge underneath the railroad bridge, but you have to get a quick look at it when you're driving across on the highway. But you do have roughly about an 8-foot drop there, which would correspond to when it was 46 down to 38 or so. And it's still over. The locks are still closed, and they will be for a while, but it's coming much, much more back into line. We can get another 5-foot river drop, which, if without any extended rain, we should get about 5-foot drop in about the next 6 to 8 days, 10 days. By July 10th, we'll probably, most everything will be returning to normal then, or semi back to normal. You'll have most of the major flooding behind us then. But right now it's falling nicely, and everything is holding just fine.
Yeah. And like I said, then we've got a slight chance. It's just one of those hit and miss showers and stuff that are in the forecast.
Those usually don't hurt you a whole lot. The small showers, even though it rains maybe an inch if you happen to be under them, they're not real widespread, and there's a lot of absorption and evaporation. The ones that really get you is when it rains over half the state, 6 to 8 inches over half the state over a 3-day period of time. There's just no getting around something like that. That's really going to bring everything up and put it in flood stage. So if we don't have any major rainfalls, the smaller showers don't hurt us so badly.
Of course, I think, the 4th of July coming up here, I think that's pretty much a tradition to have, a chance of showers anyway in the forecast.
There's always a chance of showers on the 4th of July, it seems like. So it's an unusual of the year that isn't, but there's some in there now. But I had looked at the extended, and nothing really major looked like it was coming through. And that was the important part as it relates to the flooding part of you. And hopefully there won't be any severe weather in it. Sometimes there is a little bit of that, but it seems like we may be getting back to a little more normal type of weather, because it's been extremely wet for the last year. And they get back into a little more normal run.
Right. All right, what else is going on with the county? I know, we're kind of in the middle of the fiscal year.
We're getting to the second half of the fiscal year. A couple of things. If you've been out on the ball, what I call the Baldwin Blacktop, it's the road that runs from Ridge Road south of Baldwin, about 3 miles south, up through the village of Baldwin, then north on up to the county line road there. That area has been under a resurfacing project. They were delayed a little bit with the weather. You would expect that, but it looks like at this point in time, I had driven the whole course of it, and they have all the surface layers of the new blacktop down. They still need to do the striping and then fill in on the shoulders. They bring the loose material back in and build up the shoulders so you don't have the drop-off. But it looks like that project is moving along quite well. That's probably the largest single road project we'll have in Randolph County this year, since we had done a couple of bridges over the last couple of years. Blair Road Bridge there south of south of Sparta down there. Mm-hmm. Was last year's project. It was supposed to only go about 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, and you can change a bridge in that amount of time. But that's when we got into a couple of those 5-inch rains, and of course that little creek there just really flooded out, and it really made the project difficult and run quite a bit longer than it otherwise normally would have. We have some shoulder work going on, and obviously the mowing is moving along very well and just about completed. There may be some fall projects. Oh, well, let me rephrase that. We always go through the normal. Don't want to get tongue-tied here. This is your regular job, not mine. We always go through the normal oiling and chipping that usually begins sometime around August and lasts for a couple of weeks, late July, early August type of thing. And we will be involved with that along with some of the road districts. But besides the oiling and chipping, some basic shoulder work, a few culverts, I'm not anticipating any other major road projects this year. So that should pretty well take care of those. And because the Baldwin Road there, that was a pretty good sized project, and that one was definitely mm-hmm. up. It had not been resurfaced in about 18 years, I believe. Mm-hmm. So it was time for it.
Yeah, there was a small section in there they did some work on, but then overall...
I'm going to say 8 to 10 years ago, they did the section between Shoe Line Road there at Walsh mm-hmm. up to Ridge Road, which is about 4.5-5 miles. Then they did the Ridge Road section north to the county line. That was the one they did this time. And we've done other sections you try to do about a 5-mile, section at a time, with your funding and everything mm-hmm. through the motor fuel tax fund. You try to do them in that lineup. And so that's kind of the logic behind what we do and try to put out there and propose to the county highway engineer.
Okay.
So that's pretty much on the road work for the year.
Any updates on that economic development?
The enterprise yes. zone. Enterprise zone. Is that what you're speaking mm-hmm. of? Yes, that was put in. We filed those applications back in December. They're supposed to be reviewing those at this time. We're supposed to know by, I'll say, mid-fall, somewhere in that area. I'm expecting probably we'll find something out in the October area, in and around October. If we did not make the first round, then we'll have the opportunity to file for a second opportunity for the following year, 2020, and to see if we can get back into it in that particular round. But right now we're shooting for this. We have not heard anything on our applications. That means everything is acceptable the way it is at this point in time. It's just a matter of being reviewed and compared to the others and to see which ones rise to the top. But between the two, I think there was 12 spots open, if I remember correctly. So we have a very good chance of receiving one of those, and I'm hopeful that we will. It provides state sales and income tax and other utility tax exemptions for those who qualify within the enterprise zone. Like we'd mentioned earlier, it's one of those tools that you have that hopefully helps encourage, businesses to move in the area or businesses to already in the area to expand. Right. And that's the purpose for it. It's like everything else. It's coupled with it and TIF districts and those types of things always encourage and help business. And that's what we want to do. We want to try to help business do well in Randolph County and in all of Southern Illinois, because anything in Southwestern Illinois, even if it's not exactly in Randolph County, it's still beneficial. Obviously, we want ours first, but we'll take as much as we can get anywhere else on it. But that's how that is progressing along. On the 4-lane highway, Dr. Kena has been pretty well in charge of that. I know they've been having a number of meetings. There's one coming up at the shooting complex here for discussions, but I don't have the exact date. It's in July, where we'll continue to evaluate the 4-lane highway project and continue to push forward with it. The state had granted us funding for a survey and a study to get it onto the 5-year plan for IDOT. So we have until the end of this year, December, to complete the general information for that study and survey in order to put it on there when it can then be hopefully evaluated and move on to the next step where you start the preliminary engineering. Then you get in from there, you go into the detailed engineering and land acquisition. So that is involved there. I'd say there's a real good chance that they have been extending that project from Marion, basically Marion to St. Louis. It's been a project that's been in play for a number of years, and they're already up north of Murfreesboro.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some discussions that they want to continue on up from Murfreesboro right there at what I call the old St. John's area, where the old Route 13 broke off, continue on north on up to Virgins. I think that project there will be funded within the next few years and actually go. And there's a good likelihood we'll see some more funding from Waterloo this away towards Redbud. And mm-hmm. those are two that I think will be the earliest to do. And the corridor from Waterloo, where the four lane ends, comes down through the area and kind of runs south of Redbud in the old Wine Road area. So I think there'll be some funding for these engineering studies and surveys on that to begin to put together the formal plans as to what they would do. So I think those are the two highest likelihoods. The piece that runs from Pingneyville to Redbud, of course, will be the most difficult to go. But there's some general corridors that have been laid out and some general study ideas in the commission that is taking place right now.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take a break here. We'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder on the People Speak here on Real Country 1230 and 97.3. We'll be right back. And welcome back. I've got about 3.5 minutes left in the program this morning talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and we were talking about all the fiscal aspect. We did have a caller.
Yes, we had one caller that I won't mention everything that they said over the break, but basically the issue was, how do you attract businesses to Randolph County and to the state of Illinois with the tax issues that have been going on and basically our Chicago government. And I guess my response to that is you have to do the best you can with what you have. I can't change where we're at. All as I can do is work to doing the best I can with what I have, and hopefully things will improve, and some of those issues someday maybe we'll get a little more resolved. Mm-hmm. He was mentioning the gas tax takes effect today, and it's a very difficult one. It's although I know there are road improvements that need to be made. Did it have to be that much? How it applies across the state? I mean, those are all big issues that I don't really think were handled properly at Springfield. But once again, I don't work there.
True.
I work in Randolph County, and all as I get is they send out the notices to say this is what it's going to be, and you kind of have to take what you have and do the best you can with it. So that's what I'm trying to do at this point. Just because I mentioned this stuff, it doesn't necessarily mean I agree with it.
Right.
It just means that I mention it. But anyway, on a happier note, it's holiday week, 4th of July.
True.
And everyone will be out celebrating. I think the Steelville Picnic locally here just finished the Redbud Picnic.
I
made the parade yesterday. I was over there, and in true Redbud parade fashion, it was really hot out there. But I stayed in the shade and drank some water as much as possible, and it was a good event and a good time. And then with Steelville Picnic, I think starts today or tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I believe.
Tomorrow. It usually runs to the weekend. The 4th of July is actually Thursday. Yeah, so it's 4 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the traditional 4th of July Steelville Parade that's been going on as long as I can remember, which is a good 60 years. And I'll be happy to be a part of that and be in it. That's certainly my plan. And to walk in that and enjoy some of the festivities down there, and always have breakfast there at the I hate to call out names, it's the Shriners. It's not the Shriners, but they have the hall there in
Steelville. The American Legion.
No, not the American Legion Hall. The Masonic Lodge. Masonic Lodge. Up there by the start of the parade, and they have a nice breakfast there, and kickoff, and I assume they're going to have it this year. And I always like to stop in there and then walk the parade route and visit with people, and of course ride through the parade as well. So I'm looking forward to that, and that'll be a very nice time. It always is.
Right. Of course, we'll have all the live, I guess you could call it, the play-by-play of the parade here on the air too.
All right. If I get a chance, I'll find the microphone while you're there, and I'll say, you know, always say a couple words, usually God Bless America in it. And well, that's a good thing to say anyway for this time period that we're in.
True.
For the 4th of July, hold the whole week God Bless America on it. We live in a wonderful country, and the older I get, the more I realize just how wonderful and fortunate we are to be here and to have the things we have. And even though we have issues and problems, we have opportunities that you don't have anywhere else on the planet. So it makes it nice.
Yeah, the people have the opportunity to vote to change something if they don't like
Exactly. You have the opportunity. The trouble is, or I don't know if it's trouble, the reality is oftentimes other people don't agree with what you think. So it doesn't go the way you thought. So you think something's wrong with the system. It's not the system. It's just your point of view.
Right.
And so you have to be very open-minded and flexible in it. But it is a wonderful country that we live in. I certainly do love it and defend it and support it.
All right, well, it sounds like we're out of time, but thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye now.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.